All right, guys, this is the man you love to hate, Mr. Controversy himself. I'm just kidding. This is George, Plano George. We are here with the Beta Podcast, B-E-T-A, Beyond Every Toy Aisle. I'm sitting here with the hosts, Eduardo Pineda and Xavier. They're here. We're about to get stuff going, and we're going to talk toys, man. So grab your headphones, go grab a drink from the fridge, kick back, relax, and let's get to talking toys. This is what we do. Welcome to Beta.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, everybody?
Getting ready to hit the 5-0, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 years, and it's like, fuck. Like, I mean, it's not a lot of podcasts, but I can't complain, you know?
Hey,
we do what we do.
We do what we do, and you know what, man? With you guys giving us support, you know, lending your support, when you get a chance, listen to an episode. You know, I know everybody's pressed for time, but... You know, any support would be helpful. And like I said, I had the opportunity today to make it out here and come and talk with these guys because they always got toy questions for me. And you guys know me. I like to talk toys. Whether you like what I say or what you don't, or, you know, you might like what I say and you might not, it's still toys. I mean no harm, man. My whole point is, I know some of you guys read my posts and, you know, maybe roll your eyes. But... Listen, it's toys. What I'm trying to say is don't take it serious. Have fun. I don't care whether you keep them in the box. I don't care whether you, you know, save them forever. Do what you want with them. I'm only lighthearted teasing. I'm just trying to let you guys know, have fun. Whether you collect Hot Wheels, take them out and customize them, or you save them and put them in a shoebox and put them away forever. Who cares? I really don't. You guys think I might, but I don't. Have fun, man. Whatever it is you collect. 12-inch, 6-inch, Hot Wheels, My Little Pony, Pops, baseball cards, football cards, Barbie. It is all something that is healthy. It's better that we're doing this stuff than our girls or our wives finding us drunk at the bar. That's the way I look at it, man. So, you know, not everybody understands our hobby. Not everybody understands our like for toys, you know, quote-unquote toys. To them, it's, you know, something for a little kid. To us, we're reliving our lives as kids. You know, you got to keep in mind that when we were younger, maybe some of us didn't have the money or whatever the reason was, and we only had one figure or two figures from an entire line that had 50 figures. You always wanted those other figures, but for whatever reason, you couldn't get them. Now that we're older and we have a little bit of money, not saying any of us are rich by any means, but what I mean by that is that we can go out and pick up something that reminds us of our youth. So many of you are collecting, you know, whether it be Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, Masters of the Universe, G.I. Joe, all the Marvel Legends are because you liked the X-Men cartoon when you were younger, Batman, whatever the case is, we're grabbing a piece of our youth and we get to hold it in our hand and we get to take us back to that time when we didn't have rent, we didn't have car payments, we didn't have to buy diapers, food, all the stuff that life needs. Those things were provided to us by our parents, and we just got to play with toys. So
I think another phrase that you could include into what George is saying is also open the toys like you used to when you were a little kid.
There you go. There you go. If you're going to collect and have fun, why not open them? You know what? Why save them? You know, you're already old, and you're only going to get older.
or you can buy, like, doubles or whatever.
There you go.
You know, something... Yeah. I get the part because I used to, when I first started buying stuff, it was at Comic-Con and basically was more for flipping than collecting.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't really collecting, and it was like maybe 2 years after I started flipping stuff that I actually started collecting. And for the most part in the beginning, I wanted it to hold value. You know, I thought it was going to be like forever and shit. You know, like, and it was going to just go up in price. And then, to be honest, I think a lot of... You would like the message that you're trying to convey. Some of it got to me, and then I started opening some stuff, and then I just said, "Fuck it," you know. I'm just gonna open what I want to open, and I'll keep whatever I want to keep.
Safe. Yeah, you know, I have a lot of stuff packaged. I have a lot of stuff inboxed. I buy a lot of stuff, and I don't have the room to open everything, but I get on these binges where, like, I still got the Ghostbusters at the house. I'm looking for them. I got a lot of the Masters of the Universe WWE figures. I got a lot of Mattel wrestlers. I don't get a chance to open them, but I will. Some days I just sit and I open them all, and I I mess with them, take pictures with them, and then when I'm done, I put them in a plastic bin. They're always going to be mine, for the most part. They're always going to be mine. So I'm not worried about what a certain figure might raise in value. You know, that's the thing, you know. Are you toy collecting or are you toy competing? There's a difference. Some people get that mentality that the quote-unquote hard to find or the quote-unquote rare figure, oh my God, I found it at Walmart for $19.99, but it's being sold at Kobe's for $120. I better not open it. No. Here's my logic. You open it. Why do you open it? Because you only paid $20, and now you don't have to search and find it and pay $120, $80, $100, whatever the case is. Hold on, we got a truck coming by. Maybe you'll still hear us, but we're gonna do the best we can. Okay, there it is, stop. So my logic is, imagine you find that figure. I'm happy that I found that figure at retail as opposed to the current market price that it's going for, you know, four times as much, five times as much, whatever the case is. I don't have to pay that price now. So that's how I look at it. Maybe you guys could take a look at it. You bought it for $20. Now you're happy. You don't have to pay that over market price.
And it's still gonna hold value.
For sure.
It's still gonna hold. It's not gonna be $20 again.
Yeah, for sure. Know? Yep.
So I mean, the figure, if it comes from $120, if you throw the box away, maybe it'll knock it $20 down, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. Sometimes it's a bigger margin.
If somebody wants it, though, if they want it, you got to keep in mind, you can't put a price on happiness. So if somebody wants it, especially if they're a loose collector and they want that figure and they were never able to find it, and you decide you want to sell your loose one and the market value is really high on it, you're going to get that price. Don't hold on to this notion of, nope, once I open it or crack the tape, it's not mint in box, I'm never going to get premium price. That's BS. I'm in the 1/6 world. Hot toys, I already pay a lot for those, you know, just brand new. And then when the resale value comes, listen, 1/6 community does not care if it's been open or not. If they want that figure and they can't find it or the online price is way too high, they'll still pay a premium price if you decide to get rid of it. So that's the difference. I mean, you have a market of these almost $300 figures and they take them out with no hesitation. But then you have the same market who are buying a $20 figure and they're holding on to them like they're gold. Hell no, I'm not opening this because I looked on eBay and I see how much it's going for. You know what? They mass produce 120,000 of each of these figures. 119,000 of them are gonna be in the box in the next 20, 30, 40 years. So I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but you're not holding on to anything special. You're not. You might, and like I said, there's a difference between toy collecting and toy competing. You guys are toy competing. That's what you're doing, and you guys don't even know it. It's all about, I have to have the latest and greatest hard-to-find figure. Like right now, that Viper, the Target G.I. Joe Commander Viper guy, whatever his name is, That's all the rage right now. $120, $130, $140. Here's the thing I'm thinking. Keep in mind, guys, we have different levels of collectors. You have your retail collectors who collect the $20 price point. It's great. You get to walk in Target, Walmart, or Walgreens, and you find a figure, which, as you notice, they're slowly creeping up the price to $22.99, and in some cases, $24.99. So be prepared for a $25 Marvel Legends. That road is coming. The off-ramp has already been built, and they're taking you down that road. So what I'm saying is there's different levels of collectors. You have the $20 price point, and then you go up a notch, and you get the people who collect Japanese imports. Mafex, Amazing Yamaguchi, Mezco 112, SH Figure Arts. Now, the $20 figure collector is not the SH figure market, but here's where I'm getting at. When you guys look at these $80 figures that are coming out, $85 figures coming out, a lot of you guys are like, oh, no, that price point is too high. I can't do that, which is fine. If you don't have the money to get it, you don't have the money to get it. Understood. But check this out. How come when a figure comes out, a $20 figure comes out to Target, to Walmart, to Walgreens, who dictates that figure, the day it comes out, should have a $120 price tag at Kobe's or on eBay. Who dictates that? And now you get people scrambling for that Pit Viper, or whatever his name is, Cobra Viper, or Cobra Commander, whatever his case is. I don't know because I don't collect it.
All the same bullshit.
It's you know, it's all of a sudden, the people who frown at collecting an $85 Mezco 112, SH Figure Art, Mafex, etc., those guys are like, hell no, those cost way too much. I'd rather buy four Marvel Legends. Okay, then why are you paying $120 to buy a figure that the day it comes out at Target, it's only $19.99? There you go. Toy collecting or you toy competing? Are you competing to have that other figure so you could say, bro, I already got that one? You know, is that it? Is it bragging rights? And when you show that you bought all five, when you got into Target and you got all five and you take a picture and you post it, dude, I just walked in and got them. You know.
It's either that or they're buying to resell it.
Yeah, you know, if you're doing that, hey, fine. Keep in mind, guys, it's a tough, it's a hard, what am I going to say? You're feeding into these prices when you pay those high prices. I get it. Maybe some of you don't have the time to go look for a figure. You don't have the time to hunt. You don't have the time to spend that gas to go look for it because you work and somebody else got it. Okay, you want to pay that? Fine. You know what? But don't bitch and moan that you had to pay a high price. A scalper is as a scalper does. And if they buy and they're going to resell, hey, they're looking to make money. You know who they're making money off of? You. And you're not a toy collector at that point. You're a toy, what did I say?
A competitor.
You're competing with your fellow guys to say, I've got one. You want to be able to raise your hand real high and go, ooh, I got one. You know, so are you toy collecting or are you toy competing? You know, I get it. Some of you guys don't like the way I talk. Some of you don't like the way I answers. I know a few guys. I won't mention any names because it doesn't mean anything. I don't mean any harm. I'm just trying to open your eyes and trying to look at stuff a different way. I've been in the toy game a long time. And I'm not saying I know everything. And I'm not saying I know more than anybody else. What I am trying to tell you is have fun with what you do and enjoy what you got. Don't make it a competition. Listen, all of you guys have beautiful collections at your house. I'm sitting in front of Xavier, who has an awesome diecast collection. Now listen, in the diecast world, if Xavier displays 200 of his cars, do you think his average friends are going to come to his house and point at it and go, huh, but you don't have the 2019 treasure hunt? No, they're not. They're going to look at his collection and admire it for what it is. The same with you guys. You put all your figures on a shelf, whether they be DC McFarlane, Marvel Legends, those Ghostbusters, Hasbro Power Rangers, whatever it is you decide to display. Do you think your friends are going to come over and go, huh, you don't have that hard to find Boba Fett with the Beskar outfit, or you don't have the Deadpool Baff? They don't give a crap. You know who gives a crap? You. When you're comparing your collection to your fellow collector. And it doesn't need to be that way. It's not a competition. If you don't have the Bath Deadpool, hey, your collection still looks good. It doesn't matter. If you don't have that special box that's got the Comic-Con gold foil sticker on it, who cares? It's Hasbro. They're going to re-release it on a single card anyway. And it may have a different paint scheme, but you're going to have it. Who cares that you have to buy every Star Wars Black Series on 20 different cards? Does it really matter that you got 13 Darth Vaders, the same freaking mold, but on 13 different backer cards? Ooh, I got the 40th one. I got the blue line box. I got the orange line box. I got the vintage box. I got the legacy box. I got the 50th anniversary Empire Strikes Back, or whatever the case is. It doesn't matter. You got the same freaking figure. You know what's cool? If you got Darth Vader, it doesn't matter if you got 13 of them. Hasbro's going to get you, and it seems that they already got you. But again, let me digress. You can't put a price on happiness. If that's what you enjoy, then go for it. But if you don't have the room, unless you got, it seems like you guys all live in mansions because you guys buy toys by the dozens. I don't have that much room. I do pay for two storage units and a garage that I'm almost tapped out in. But have fun with what you got, and you don't need everything. Not every, you know, and that's the hard part is when you see pictures online of a new wave, everybody is, I gotta get it. And the first thing that you see on the post is, I got mine, you know, like it's a badge of honor that you were able to get it. And if there's a certain hard to find, like the Cobra Vipers, and you got it, you know, all of a sudden you've been collecting G.I. Joes. And they've made, what, like 10, 12 figures up until this point, something like that. And you have all of those loose. But God forbid you open that Target Pit Viper because you see the price of $120 on eBay, or you see, you know who's selling it at Walmart, or I mean at Kobe's for a high price. Don't worry about that. If you were lucky enough to go down the toy aisle and come across a Cobra Viper, boom, it's yours. You pay $20. Forget the other guy. You're not helping pay his car payment. You're not helping pay his rent. You bought yours for $20. Open it, enjoy it, bend it, add it to your collection, and admire it. And you know, take a different approach. Don't be competing.
And then the mass production part. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
The only thing I just wanted to add was, that social media is flaming the fire on this stuff. Because, you know, you get that guy that, you know, he looks at Instagram, and some guy has his trunk open and his bag.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to go and get that one. Or Ben, not talking bad about Ben, but saying Ben showed a figure and somebody called bullshit on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, why are you hating?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, too. Listen, man, we are grown men. We are adults. We are, you know, older young boys or young men or whatever the case is, old men. We're supposed to be having fun. This is a piece of our youth. Xavier takes these Hot Wheels out and he paints them. He hydro dips them. He adds rims. He does something to them and makes them very, very special. What he does is artwork. What he does is great. Props to you. I see your stuff. I admire your work. It's awesome. You got Eduardo here. He's limited on space, but what he does have, he appreciates. It's not about getting everything because, listen, you can't. I don't know. It's impossible to do it. So don't compete. And the hard thing is,
I wanted to segue from that into another topic that we've already talked about this many times, but patience, man. What George is saying is,
they
gotta have a mentality, and you gotta realize that they don't put out all the stock at once.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they'll put one wave. I don't know, for some reason, one wave always comes out like 2 months before everything is supposed to release.
Yeah.
And then 2 or 3 months later, they'll start putting more and more. Like you said before.
Exactly,
you know? And it does happen, but you got to put in a little bit of your time. Because if you're not willing to do your part of going to hunt, or at least trying to every once in a while, then you're not going to find the stuff.
But I have a question real quick. Why can't people be like, why do you have to be that asshole? Why can't you be the guy that says, hey, I have an extra one?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something you are looking for.
Yeah.
Maybe you're willing to trade for it.
For sure,
you know?
For sure.
Maybe you want that San Diego Comic-Con with the gold, you know, sticker on it and stuff like that.
I think it depends. And most of the time, you got to think I want to say that a lot of more people than we think are actually in there more for the money than they are for collecting.
But it's a hard thing.
And then, apart from that is, you got the people who are mainly scalping, and those people are usually probably trying to either live or feed their quote-unquote collection.
Yeah.
You know? So they either want to live off of it.
Yeah.
And they're just hiking everything because they need it to survive.
Money is the root of all evil. And when they see dollar signs based off of something, they try to sell themselves as, I'm a businessman. I'm doing a business. Well, okay. Your definition of businessman and my definition is two different things. What you're doing, is it wrong? No, I don't think it's wrong. I'm not telling you it's wrong. But don't feed into your fellow collectors acting like you're doing them a favor when all you did was get to that toy aisle 5 steps before me and you said, you know what? I know everybody is looking for this. So instead of giving a heads up, hey, man, here's a figure, you're buying it because you know that it's high in demand and somebody else is going to pay that. So you see that they just put out a case of 4 or 5. You buy all 4 or 5 because what you're doing is you're saying, you know what? I'm not going to let these stay here because I can get $100 for them. And I'm only paying $20 right now. So I'm getting an $80 profit. On the other hand, you know, there's is an alternative. And let me throw this out. I had an idea the other day and I talked to Ben. Can I share it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So listen. So Xavier was touching base on guys who maybe buy two and say, hey, man, you know, I found this new figure that's out and they had two of them. So I bought one because I know my fellow collectors want one. Here's a deal. Tell me what you guys think about this. I was talking to Ben. I don't think I passed on the idea. Okay. So I was trying to do a breakdown. On a $20 figure, if somebody sold it for $35, if I had to break that down, if it was super hard, I get it. I get if they went that high. Your gas, your time, your effort, and a little bit of profit. It's not so bad. How about this, you guys? How about when you're helping out the fellow collector? Because Eduardo here has opened up the collector showroom along with Benjamin. And the collector showroom is about helping the toy community. This isn't about scalping. It's not about saying I found them. I got them for $60 when I just bought them yesterday for $20. It's not about that. Let's think about this, you guys. How about when you find that extra one? And I know maybe, let's say Benjamin wants this new Marvel Legends and I'm at the store and I found it. How about we treat our fellow collectors, I have a gift card idea, $10 gift cards. So let's say you dropped 20 bucks and you went to In-N-Out and you bought a $10 gift card from In-N-Out and a $10 gift card from McDonald's. So what do you call it? When that dude... When you meet up with that person, Eduardo calls me and says, hey, George, or Caesar calls me and says, hey, George, I got that figure for you. You pay for your figure and you hand over that gift card. Because we're all out hunting, right?
Yeah.
And when we're out hunting, wouldn't it be nice to have a $10 gift card so you could stop by McDonald's and get yourself something or stop by Starbucks or stop by In-N-Out? I think that's fair. And to drop a $20, 20 bucks that you're already going to buy a figure with and you're already going to use up in gas driving around town all over, why not buy two gift cards and keep them in your wallet? So when you see a post that somebody says, boom, I got an extra Gwen Stacy from the Spider-Man Marvel Legends line, boom, I want her. When you go pick that figure up from, let's say, me, Eduardo, Benjamin, whatever, you hand over a $10 gift card. We're giving you the figure at retail, but we're getting something for our time and effort. And who couldn't use that when you're out driving around, man? Hey, dude, I'm out driving around Target.
It's a win-win situation.
You're helping your fellow collector, but you're also getting compensated for your time and effort. And it's a little something. And that gift, I think, goes a long way. You go to the store, drop a $20 bill, get $10 in Starbucks, $10 in In-N-Out, $10 in Taco Bell, whatever you want. Keep them in your wallet. When you meet up with your fellow collector and he hands over that figure that you wanted, slide him that card. Boom. If we all did that and we all were passing cards around, it would make it much more fun and enjoyable and also respectable.
You know, another thing that's going to happen with that is that when that one guy that you gave him the gift card to goes to the store, who's he going to think of first?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. There you go.
He's going to be like, you know what?
Yep.
That other guy, he only gave me $20. He didn't give me nothing. But the other guy, he gave me a gift card.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hook him up first.
Yeah, so think about that.
It's going to be a chain reaction.
It's a chain reaction. Xavier has hit it on the nail. So I look, and let's say I'll pick a random name out there. My boy,
Gerardo.
Gerardo Solano. So, he calls me up and says, hey, man, I heard you were looking for this figure. Yep. Okay, you want to meet me here? So I go meet him. And when I get the figure, I pay him, you know, cash, PayPal, Venmo, whatever. And I slide him a $10 gift card. When he knows I'm looking for a certain figure, he remembers I gave him that gift card. He's going to call me. It's just going to be a chain reaction with all of us. And it's going to be positive, it's healthy, and it's good for the community. I think so.
And I think you're right, because it seems fair. Let's look this up.
Truck's going by. Bear with us.
I think it helps both sides, you know, because both of you guys are, like, both parties are supposedly, hopefully,
yeah,
are collectors.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
So,
yeah.
nobody really feels cheated, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people, they do pride their time and stuff, but, yeah. I mean, if you can knock two birds with one stone, I mean, you're yeah. already there.
Yeah.
If you have the money and you can help people out, you know, I know there's some people that might not have the money to buy that extra figure, and you guys sometimes post. That's why I appreciate everybody who posts.
Yeah.
So this is a good idea if people don't have the time and are willing to... get the extra detail, you know, with
yeah.
the gift card or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You know, think about it, you guys. I mean, in your mind, you're not actually saying, man, I just paid $30 for that figure. What you're doing is you're saying, you know what, man? Hey, thanks, bro. I didn't get the opportunity to drive to Target or Walmart all over town, but you did. You found something, and I was able to get it from you. I didn't have that luxury. I worked today, or I didn't get the day off, or whatever the case was, or... I was there yesterday. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to go there today. Can you imagine, like, we see online, hey, man, I got this figure, and you go meet up with somebody, and they also, they buy it from you, and they slide you a $10 gift card? Sure beats paying, you know, triple the price, you know. I just think it's a nice gesture.
And I'm going to put this out there, too, just so that we stay clear of all problems and stuff. If somebody doesn't pull through... let us know
yeah.
so that we can handle the situation
yeah.
because we don't want the worst thing that can happen is you're buying all these figures and then they don't pay you and then you have to return them. But
yeah.
even if you had to return them, you get strikes for returning
yeah,
so
yeah.
many times.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have the receipt,
yeah.
I think. I even think if people are returning a lot, they get mad and they'll like not let you purchase stuff. I've
yeah.
heard like stories and stuff, but nonetheless. If somebody doesn't comply, or if you guys like agreed to do this
yeah.
and it doesn't happen and they don't show up or anything, do please let us know,
because yeah.
I don't want people to feel like we're trying to do something and then get cheated. You
yeah,
know?
For sure. Fair is fair.
Yeah.
Fair is fair, man. And listen, in the end...
the fair is fair movement.
That's yep. fair is fair movement. We're all brothers in toys. Brothers in plastic, you know. Choose your poison. Hot Wheels, Barbie, Marvel Legends, you know, 1/6 scale, who cares, you know, Super Mario Hot Wheels, whatever it is that you collect. We're out there. We're in the trenches, man. We're in the toy aisles. We're doing that. So if you can help a fellow collector out, listen, it's not your job to, but if I'm out there and there was something new and I knew somebody needs it, like I got to thank my boy Caesar. Caesar calls me from the stores. Hey, I don't have the... I'm at work during the day, but if Caesar gets a chance and he goes somewhere and he finds a wrestler or a whole wave, he'll send me pictures. Hey, I'm here at Walmart, man. What do you think? Boom. I'll usually Venmo him really quick, and he picks it up, and eventually, you know, I pick it up from him. But things like that are cool, and I think now for that, you know, I'm going to keep some gift cards. You know, I'll go drop a 20 and have two gift cards in my wallet. In the event I ever come across one of you guys and you pick something up for me or do something, hey, when we meet up, I'm going to slide you. And who couldn't use a free meal when you're rolling around town, man?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think that's pretty cool,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a $10, it depends on where it
yep.
could be multiple things.
There
know?
You go,
not
yeah.
Just, not just like one
eat off the 99 cent menu and you got 10 items.
Exactly.
but it's something that, like, we're not forcing.
Yeah, no, we're not forcing.
Force.
We're
no,
not forcing.
It's
yeah.
optional. It's a,
yeah.
It's a,
yeah.
It's a
I mean,
good, it's
I'm
a
pretty
thing.
Sure a lot of us would be like, you know, hey, you know what? You need to hook me up, or you need to give me the card.
For sure.
That. But it's the gesture.
It's gesture.
It's just the saying, like, hey, you know what? You took your time. You
yep.
wasted your gas. I want to hook you up with something.
Yeah,
and
appreciate
also,
your time and effort.
Don't get discouraged. Like, if you don't know the people, I mean, you're in here hopefully to find some sort of friendship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And if you're not willing to create the friendship, then... It's probably not something that
yeah.
you should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you do, then it'll be something cool because you guys get to bond. Maybe this person, with that money, he invites you to eat to that place wherever. The
there you go.
Was,
there you go.
Whatever.
There you go.
You know, I don't know. Something
yep.
something can always happen. And
the thing, I mean,
go ahead. Not so good. Go ahead.
The only thing is, I think a lot of this stuff too would be happening if we had the VFW. Shows,
yeah,
you know, we'd be trading.
Yeah,
we'd
yeah,
be, you
yep.
know, we'd
yeah.
see each other. And
yeah.
Hey, you know what? I have this. But it's not happening now. We don't have that luxury right now. So what we have is you guys' eyes out there, you know, looking. And if you see something for somebody, definitely, man. I mean, why not?
I mean, you know, again, like these both these guys are saying, it's not our duty to do that. But it's a nice gesture when you come across something that somebody may be looking for or whatever. Like, okay, everybody's collecting He-Man right now. What if somebody needs Evil Lyn and you're at Walmart and you see Evil Lyn? You picked it up. Hey, somebody wants this, you know, because she's hard to get or whatever the case is. And you go do the trade. You hand that over and somebody, you know, gets the figure that they've been looking for, and for whatever reason they bought it from you because they couldn't find it, they slide you a little something. It doesn't have to be done, you guys. Nobody's forcing you. It's just something that we came up to say, hey, you know what, man? We're all in this toy community together. Let's think of stuff we can do.
That brings us kind of
together, you know, that makes us more unity, you know, united.
And makes the hobby fun.
It makes the hobby fun again.
When we've gone to like either any toy show or whatever, every time all the vendors that I know, like you, Juan, like Benjamin, Sue, Lewis, everybody. Yeah. It was good. It felt good to go and talk about whatever it was, even if it wasn't about
toys. Oh, for sure. I mean, doing that, it we look forward to it. Like my boy up in Murrieta, Roman Ramos. Roman is solid, man. His little son and his wife, they're just good people. That dude is cool as hell, man, and I love seeing him. And, you know, he comes down and does a swap meet. He hangs out Sue and Lewis or, you know, Mike B. So he doesn't live close by us, but he doesn't have that toy scene up there. And he's met us and created that fun with us. You know what I mean? So it's nice. You know, we've built some good friendships. And since we don't get to see each other, we get to talk to each other on the collector showroom. And that's what it's all about, man, is having fun with our toys, having fun with our passion. Again, whatever hobby you're in, building models, collecting Hot Wheels, collecting action figures, whatever it is, the collector showroom is a place to go and meet new people who share the same passion that you do, which is toys. You know, in any shape or form, it's toys in the end.
And if you guys can know anybody that is new to collecting or whatever, and you think they would benefit from joining the group, or even if they're in other groups and you guys want to invite them, that would be cool as well. We're trying to keep it more local for the moment.
Yeah.
Just because we want everybody to know each other, and we don't have like big stupid problems on, you know, shit that happens in the other groups that everybody's just like scamming and shit, and I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with that. So we're just trying to keep this community positive and just as fun as possible, you know.
I've got two friends who don't live here, so when you see Rob Block and you see Carlos Quezada, those are two of my buddies who I invited, and they're big in the toy community. Carlos is a big 1/6 guy, and he likes Predator statues and so on. And then Rob is Star Wars and wrestling. So those guys are outside faces, but they're guys that I know and guys that I stand by, man. So,
and they contribute.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, they always showing their collection. They got some badass shit, man.
Yeah.
George, moving on from all that. So, for 2021, what are you looking forward to seeing in the toys?
You know,
wrestling
what?
Or whatever. Have you seen anything new that's
been the wrestling? Oh my gosh. For me, the Mattel wrestlers, for the most part, or I try to stay with only classic guys because there's so many waves. Wrestling community, toy community, is as big as Marvel Legends, is as big as DC McFarlane. It just happens to not be a lot of your guys' flavor. Although G-Pops, Velasquez?
Yeah.
He likes wrestling. Matt Gregorio. Certain guys like wrestling. Rob Block. My boy Rob Frivola. But if it's not on your radar, it doesn't seem to, you guys aren't in the know.
Yeah.
But on the pegs and on the aisles, wrestling has a huge following, just as big as your Marvel Legends community or DC. But the classic wrestlers is what I look forward to. Unfortunately, I live in a city where there's a certain dude who just gets everything, and he buys 10 of everything.
Not only that, yeah. You gotta also think that the majority of the people also probably like the original stuff.
Yeah, well...
So there's probably a bigger fan base.
There is, but I mean, the older crowd, the younger guys like what's currently on Raw and SmackDown. I like it too, but I just can't have everything because I buy so much stuff already. As you know, I sell 1/6, so I have a lot of money invested in new items that come out all the time. But as far as wrestling goes, oh, man, there's a new Davy Boy Smith out at Target. And I'm like, hey, man, if you find that new Davy Boy Smith, it's a Target exclusive, let me know. It's an elite wrestler. I'm looking for that one. He comes with a Matilda, the Bulldog.
Oh, no.
So it's a nice one, but I'm...
Are they ever going to come out with a higher-end wrestling figure? Like,
I think they have 200... SH Figure Arts, right?
No, SH stopped their line.
Okay.
So SH Figure Arts, for a lot of you 112 collectors, you guys don't like the sizing. That's what they call international sizing. So the international size is a little bit smaller. Here in the States, R16 or 112 is a little bit bigger. So people don't. Some people are really sticklers for scale. They want older figures to be the same size, you know. But a higher end one, Storm Collectibles did a Jushin Liger. Oh. There's two versions. It's nice. You can find that at ringsidecollectibles.com. Mattel does have a higher end one, and I got a gripe with it because it's $33.99. The white box ones. They're called the Ultimate Editions. They've done Ronda Rousey, Triple H, currently Hollywood Hulk Hogan, The Fiend. Even though I buy expensive figures like Hot Toys and the higher end 1/6, for an action figure size, $33.99 is a little steep for me, unless it's classic. And then I look at it like, I'm not buying 10 at $33.99. I'm buying one. So I'm not buying the entire wave because most of them are modern guys. I'm buying the one I want.
They had the Ultimate Warrior too. Huh?
Yeah, that Ultimate Warrior is from WCW. So it wasn't a WWF one, which didn't make much difference. But I just didn't buy that one, I think, when I saw it. I wouldn't mind getting it. But again, man,
Did you like the Jack Specific ones before?
Jack Specific had the license beforehand. Their articulation was limited, but man, they gave their fans everything they wanted. They came out with figure after figure after figure, a bunch of obscure guys that they would never make. They had the license, so they did it. The likeness, I like the likeness. I liked who they made. And for me, I put them on a shelf. I stand them up, so it's not like I need to take them, bend them, and play with them in the wrestling ring. So I don't need all that articulation, which leads me to say, all these guys who want all this articulation, but they're box collectors.
Yeah.
Why do you care if a figure bends 110 points of articulation if you're never going to open it? I never understood that. You know, maybe I just like the way it looks in the box.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with resale value.
Yeah,
because articulation sells better.
Articulation does sell better for sure, but don't give that lame excuse that, well, they're mine, and I just like the way it looks. No, what you like is to know that you're never going to open it, so in case you sell it, you can say, I never opened these, though. Because, you know, come on, man. So you're buying all these just to store away? What's the fun? Yeah. To me, if you go to Target and you hold it in your hand and you look at it, wow, I could put it back on the shelf. Especially if I'm not going to open it.
Yeah.
I can put it back on the shelf. I looked at it and I saw it. These guys get it and you buy so many.
Yeah.
And then you put it in a box and put it away. And you don't look at it again. It's like, you could have saved yourself that $20 and left it on the shelf there.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not going to open it.
Yeah. Or just take a picture of it.
Or just take a picture of it and log it in. I saw it. Could have got it. You know what I mean?
Could have been mine.
Again, toy collecting, toy competing. You know, there's a fine line. I know the guys who are collecting are going to get upset about that statement and roll their eyes. Hey, that's fine. But ask yourself, what are you really saving them for? For what? So your fellow collector can look at you and go, wow, you got this mint collection? You know? So do I, you know?
I don't know if you saw that documentary that one dude, I don't know his last name, but I think his name is Chris, and I think he's going to come soon to...
Chris, yeah, yeah.
They did like an interview or like a documentary with this one dude one time, like in the past, and this guy was supposedly a toy collector.
Uh-huh.
and always used the excuse that he was gonna give his collection to his kids so that they could sell and like
don't
have the money, you yeah know, supposedly
yeah
that
don't
was, that was his plan to get all his collection yeah. and then he was gonna sell it and give it all to his kids, like yeah. either the money or the collection, and he just ended up like buying and buying and buying, and that was his excuse, but in reality it wasn't the truth, you know.
So, yeah,
like
you
know
what,
it's not healthy to put other like excuses that are not the truth in front of your hobbies, because it could lead to something that, bad.
For sure.
Like, I mean, hey, that kind of statement, it helps him sleep at night. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
to do. Hey, let me tell you this, guys. I'm going to call bullshit right now. If you're collecting them and you think they're for your kid's college fund, if your kid ends up as dumb as you, he's not going to college. That's just the facts. You want to invest and save some money, take that $50 a month that you were going to buy some Marvel Legends with and buy some stock. Buy a piece of Apple stock. Buy a piece mm-hmm. of General Electric. Buy a piece of Dole. Buy a piece of Hunts. Buy something.
It's the easiest time to
ever invest. Yep, easiest time. Do not buy toys as an investment just because you see current prices on eBay. You know, this bullshit that you're buying old Star Wars ships and then saying, you know, I see what the price is. It's not always going to be that. And that all that means is some stupid ass decided to put a high price on eBay. Do not look at eBay as a means of determining what your collection is worth. It's not, because you'll see so much bullshit out there, prices that are super sky high. Look at what's sold. If it was sold for them prices and a number of them were sold for that, you might have something. Doesn't mean that's going to stay that way. So now you feel, wow, this figure or this spaceship is worth this much money. It's always going to be. No, it's not. There's only so many that they have out there on eBay. Listen, if you think you are investing in toys for the future to sell them, I like some of you guys. Well, I'm going to have to call you a bunch of morons. If that's what you're doing, don't do it, you guys.
It depends on what you're buying, but you got to really do your research, because there will be some stuff that is going to hold or go up in value. But the majority of the stuff that's being produced is, like George said,
mass produced. It's, you know, mass produced. Unless
you're not focusing on exclusives or like Comic-Con stuff that is only limited, then most of your stuff is not going to be worth hundreds of thousands of
dollars. Here's the deal, though. Comic-Con stuff is only hot a month after Comic-Con because there's so many people who didn't get to go to San Diego Comic-Con that they want it. Mattel says, I'm doing a Flock Beast Man, and you can't get it anywhere else. I get it. You live in Midwest America, and you didn't make it to Comic-Con, but you collect Masters of the Universe. So you're going to pay that premium price. It only lasts for a month or two. You try looking up that Beast or try getting it a year later, 2 years later, nobody cares about it. What it is is that
Comic-Con thing is worth, it's hot whenever the Comic-Con ends.
Yeah.
Yep.
But guess what? Right around the corner, New York Comic-Con is coming up.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the only thing that's really worth is the numbered stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going for the numbered stuff, and if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not going to get it. So it's going to be really tough, and just because it says it's the Comic-Con sticker, it doesn't mean it's worth a lot. But I do have some stuff that like either went up or held its price, but I've also bought, in the beginning when I first started buying, I was buying a bunch of stuff, you know, and I was buying crap.
Cause
I was I get stuck with it for like a whole year or more sometimes. And then sometimes either I would sell it for a little bit more or just about, or sometimes even below of what I bought it for. And now everything that I buy is pretty much the stuff that I know is going to either hold their value or it's going to go up, you know? So you got to play it strategically. And if that's what it's really your goal, you know, if you're a collector, you're not going to be doing this. So if you're really I do both. I collect a little bit, but I also resell, you know? And I do it mostly to feed my hobby, like to buy more stuff for myself.
Oh, for sure. That's why I sell 1/6.
I'm not trying to
get 1/6.
I'm not trying to get rip an arm and a leg off somebody to hook them up, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to actually help out here, and you got to first identify what type of collector, or if you're not really a collector.
Yeah.
How about this? How about a concept like this? And it's, something that a lot of us, not a lot, but you know, a few of us are doing now, and that's one of the reasons I became a customizer, is because, yeah, you're getting this collection, and your collection is getting huge and huge, and you know, it's just sitting there. You know, that's why I started opening up my cars. Started doing, because, like you say, exactly like you say, these figures, these toys, they're mass produced.
Yeah.
But if you start doing customs, or if you start doing something different to that one car, now it becomes a one of a kind thing. You know?
Yeah.
It's not
something there you
that mass produced.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And like Richie right now, he's doing customs on action figures.
Yeah.
You know, he's opening up his figures.
Southtown Paint Apps on Instagram.
Exactly. And, you know, now it's not that one figure that there's 100,000 of them.
Yeah, for sure.
It's that one of a kind piece that he made.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing. If you guys, if you ever have the time, I mean, a lot of us right now do have time to try something different, something new. You know, I think it'll re-energize your collecting, your
hey, that's, you know, what I say about your passion for it.
Or change.
That's what I say about opening. Like Eduardo said, he didn't open them before. Once you start opening them, you're like, why didn't I do this before? You know, they're mine. I went out, I work hard, and I went and bought them. I don't care that the 10 other guys online who bought them are never going to take them out. What am I competing with them for? Yeah. So I can say, ooh, I got one too and is open, unopened? No. Take it out. Put it on your shelf. Ben used to be that way. Ben used to say that, you know, he bought and he kept them in. But once he takes them out, look at all the pictures Ben takes now.
Yeah.
He throws them on the kitchen table. He messes with them. And he has fun with them. How is he going to have fun? You know, I guess you can have fun admiring your collection, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. But if they're yours, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to?
Yeah.
You're buying them because when you were a kid, you wanted them all.
Yeah.
And now you're older, you're able to not buy them all, let's say, but you're able to buy them. So why not come home, take them out, put them on the table, put them on your shelf, take pictures of them, bend them, pose them, look at them, hold them. You know, it's something that you've got, something tangible in your hand, as opposed to, I look at the box, nope, I don't want to touch it because I don't want to bend no corners, I don't want nothing, I got to put it away, and then it's gone. Well, if it's out of sight, out of mind, why did you buy it?
Yeah.
You know, to so you can open up a bin one day and go, ooh, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? If you live in the same place, all you're doing is filling up more and more room, more and more room, and you're not going to have any more room for anything, you know?
That's why I'm like, differentiate between if you're really a collector or collecting and selling or just a reseller. You know?
Yeah.
It's better to, because a lot of people say I'm a collector, but some of them don't really collect.
Yeah, that's for sure. And they're going to give you that bullshit. Oh, this one's for my personal collection.
Yeah.
Look, never believe that. That just means they've already got one, but they want to sell it because they know how much it's worth. So they're trying to get you to go look for one. Hey, can you hook me up? Because I need this for my personal collection. Now that they get two, ooh, I can sell this other one now because it's going for $100 on eBay. Don't buy into that bullshit.
For my kids.
For my kids.
Yeah. And if I see another dude in the aisle looking for toys for their other buddy, quick, enough with that BS already. Listen, I like Captain Crunch. None of you are going to Vons to buy me a box of Captain Crunch. You know what I mean? That's how it is right there. I wear Hanes underwear. Now, one of you has bought me a pack of calzones.
Unless you guys are really, really good friends, like we're trying to promote with that card.
Yeah, gift card.
Gift card, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Then that's cool. But then there's some people who do pull that one, and they say that it's for their friend, but in reality, they're buying, like, I don't know, four or five.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Or like that's, I'm pretty sure that's what they did with Pokemon cards, too.
Yeah, they do. Know? Yeah. And in the figure world, the one per case, how come that is everybody's favorite figure? Oh, that's the only one I want. That's the only one I'm looking for this way. Yeah, sure it is. This fucking, what is it? This Frogman that's out right now?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody knows about him but Rudy Jimenez and Gerardo. That's it. But if he's one per case, he's going to be the most sought after figure, and everybody's going to, I'm only looking for the Frog guy. I read the comic. It's like my favorite character. No, it's not. You know that it's one per case, and it's going to go for a lot more.
I actually saw that figure in person. I liked it.
It's fine. It looks cool.
I didn't get it.
It's a fun little one.
I think I did too, and I was just like, what the hell?
No, I liked it. I won it, but not for $20.
I would I would have him fight Power Rangers. He would look cool fighting Power Rangers, I guess.
I would just like to have him, just to have him take, you know, like when they took the guy to Hollywood. What was it? Bigfoot?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember those pictures?
Yeah.
From the, when I went to
Hollywood? Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to take more figures just like that when I go on a road trip or something.
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. I went to Hawaii. I took Submariner and Aquaman. I mean, that was fun. But listen, when you guys are in the aisle and you're looking for a figure, don't be ashamed to say, I'm looking for this figure. Don't give me that crap that, oh, I'm only looking for that old man Logan because that's like my friend's favorite character. That's all he collects. That's all the only one he wants. You want it because it's one per case.
Yeah.
You know, fucking quit sugarcoating it, dude. Just be real. Just say, hey, dude, it's hard to get, man. I think it's going for like $80. I'm trying to score one. Just be real with it. Yeah. Don't. So you're out shopping all the time. You're wasting your gas and your time and your money to look for your friend's favorite character. Oh, my God, man. I'm going to whisper, mas puto. Just, you turn around and go, mas puto.
Oh,
you know? Goodness. So you mean to tell me, you know, you're out shopping for your friend? Come on, man. Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
What else do you want to talk about today, George?
I think, you know what, man? 2021 is going to come along. We're all going to still collect toys. I'm doing, for whatever reason, I got hooked on freaking these Hot Toys Mandalorian figures. I found myself getting them, and as they come out, I'm getting them.
Did you watch the whole show already?
I'm on season 2, like episode 6.
Oh, so you're almost done.
So I'm almost done. So I'm having fun with it.
Have you gotten your Baby Yoda tattoo on your...
No, baby. I don't care about the... I don't have the Baby Yoda craze. I don't have the Baby Yoda craze. Or whatever his name is.
Grogu.
I just found out his name, too. He's got a name. I got in that. I still buy stuff. Now, listen. All the shit you guys hear me make fun of, Marvel Legend, blah, blah, blah. Hey, man, if I see a cool figure, I'd get it. When I go to the swap meet, if I see Eduardo or Benjamin have loose ones, I grab them, I pose them, I bend them, I buy them from them if the price is right. Because I like taking pictures of stuff. This DC McFarlane, I'm going to tell you right now, I spend $20 on them and I'll say what I want. They're crap. They're fucking shitty figures. But I'll buy them because I can pose them and I can take pictures. And for $20, I can get myself a little bit of excitement and have me some fun. Am I going to collect the whole line? No. Am I into the line? No, not really. But if I stand them and I pose them a certain way and take pictures, you got to admit, I can make a shitty figure look good. I'm not patting myself on the back. That's just the way it is. I can have fun with them. I don't like the plastic that they're made of. I don't like some of the paint schemes, and I don't like the lack of articulation. They seem more like plastic statues than they do a rugged action figure. Now, Marvel Legends have more posability. The rubber is softer. You don't have to worry about breaking them. I can pose a Legend figure in any pose I want, and I don't have to worry about the knee breaking, the hip breaking, the arms breaking. Star Wars Black Series do not have the same posability as Marvel Legends. On the other hand, Hasbro Power Rangers, the Lightning Collection, I love those figures. I don't know shit about Power Rangers. I don't know anything really about all the series. I know Rudy Jimenez likes to make fun of me, you know, that I don't even know. All he likes is the original. I get it. That was the ones that you first watched when you guys were little. I get it, man. But for me, the posability, when I take one of those Power Rangers out and I pose them and I stand them, they feel durable. They feel safe. I could drop them and not worry about paint scratching. Is it your guys' thing? Nope. I don't think none of you are really into any of them, which is why I like certain things. I don't follow like sheep. I don't follow the crowd.
The trend.
I don't follow the trend. I decided to look at them, and when I see these figures come out, I'm like, you know what? None of these guys like these things. I'm going to grab them. I'm going to take them out. I'm going to have fun with them. This way I don't compete with you guys, because when Marvel Legends come out, there's 400 of you in San Diego that rush to go get them. And, you know, it's a race to say, oh, man, I found those last week, you know.
And then you get frustrated.
Yeah, then the frustration comes.
You know? And that's, I needed something different, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to feel frustrated over something that is supposed to be something that I enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
So I don't have time. I've told a lot of people, I don't have time to be stressing over things that I'm trying to do to make myself happy, you know?
Yeah.
So I think with that, because we're running a little bit out of time and recording right here, I think that's a good way to end the podcast.
Just wanted to add that, you know, 2020 was a crash and burn.
Yeah.
But starting to bring in George in here. And,
appreciate it.
Yes.
The man you love to hate.
And that's a good way to start this year.
It's a good way to start this year, and it's also a good way to just be thankful, you know? Yeah,
for sure.
Be thankful for everything that you have and everything that you don't have as well, because sometimes you have shit, and maybe that shit turns into something different, and then now you're in a whole different situation. But nonetheless...
Hashtag fair is fair movement.
Fair is fair.
It's a new year, but just remember that... You don't think about it in a yearly basis. Think about it in a day-by-day basis.
For sure. So, you know? Hey, I want to thank both Xavier and Eduardo for having me over again. You guys know me. I like talking toys. I know a lot of you don't like some of the things I say or some of the things that I feel. But in the end, man, I'm with you guys 100%. Whether you keep them in the box or whether you take them out and enjoy them, we're all fans of plastic toys, man. We all have that same plastic crack addiction, and I stand behind all of you guys, whether you collect Marvel Legends, DC, Pokemon, Hot Wheels, whatever the case is. I love it, man. You have a passion, and I admire somebody still enjoying the same things that I do, man. You're listening to a 52-year-old man who still finds enjoyment walking down the toy aisles, and in 2021 I'm gonna walk these toy aisles as much as I can, man. So with that said, thanks again, you guys.
858 Patches, G-Man,
829 One Shots World GD, and the VFW Toy Show on Instagram.
All right, guys, drop the mic. Peace.